Believers suffer another violent attack in Orissa. Muslim extremists in Somalia enforce Sharia law. And Christians step in to help prevent a feeding program from closing down. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been almost a year since mobs of Hindu nationalists attacked thousands of Christians in Orissa, India. It's happening again. Gospel for Asia's Daniel Puno says a group of believers was attacked this week by 40 to 50 weapon-toting individuals. Believers refused to participate in a Hindu festival honoring a Hindu deity.
They said, you know, we don't want to have anything to do with it. We'll just stay at home. And this mob began to break open the door and break the windows and went inside and beat three of our believers. And they were actually looking for a pastor to kill him.
But believers kept him hidden. While the central government is pushing laws to protect religious minorities, Puno says,
wherever the gospel goes, there is going to be persecution, no matter what law is passed or not passed. So some of the laws that will be passed will help to give a little bit more protection to believers to have freedom to worship. At the same time, all of these believers expect persecution to happen. They're willing to give their life.
Pray for a peaceful solution, and the attackers will come to know the true God, Jesus Christ. Next, Iran's regime has not silenced the opposition. Protesters haven't given up their hope for change while conspiracy theories abound over the election results. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says for some, it's more than theory.
Many of those who had been loyal have joined those who for a long time have been disillusioned with the majority view of religion in Iran, and there seems to be a growing hunger for a spiritual alternative. Openness to the gospel seems to be greater than ever.
Words of Hope broadcasts nightly programs into Iran. The seeds are falling on fertile soil, but it's still a dangerous ministry field. DeYoung says Muslim religious leaders have lost credibility with the disillusion, and the dissent continues to spread.
There is a need at this time of great volatility and unrest for prayers for Iran, and especially for the people there who are interested in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Open Doors reports that Islamic extremists in Somalia are beginning to enforce the brutal aspects of Sharia law. They're responding to a recent case involving thieves who were punished by amputation. Their team expressed concerns over the severity of the punishment for petty crime, wondering what it would be for forsaking Islam. Across the country, evangelism is frowned upon and in many areas prohibited. Pray for believers. Only a handful of Somalis are Christians, practicing their faith in secret. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has released its 2009 Trafficking in Persons report. The report investigated human trafficking in 175 countries. It found 17 countries aren't working hard enough to address the problem, says World Hope International's Megan Nikki Fortune Clark.
The reason the U.S. government is interested in reporting on this and giving updates is in the world there's over 12.3 million adults and children at any time who are in forced labor or sexual servitude. And not only does this affect many countries around the world, but it exists in our own country.
World Hope wants to prevent trafficking and operates women's shelters for survivors.
When we see girls who have gone through such trauma laughing and staying out of prostitution even years after being in our program, we are just really pleased with that work.
Pray for the spread of the gospel through World Hope's trafficking ministries. And a school feeding program is staying alive one more year. Bright Hope International learned last year that a program in Nairobi, Kenya would be terminated in June 2009. 1,400 school kids would go hungry without it, and the school risked going under as well. Knowing this, Bright Hope aggressively started looking for donors who saved the program. The logistics have been sorted out, and they happily report that 1,400 children are still being fed and getting an education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.